Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and what's going on, everybody? Well, market's flying higher, and of course, we talked about this yesterday, saying that they were at a key decision point, and we weren't sure, and we were more recommending to be more neutral, and of course, we thought we would observe the markets looking for what was going to happen, and of course, they are popping higher. Now, again, that's not to say that they won't come back, but I think that you're seeing some action in the markets that indicate that we could expect maybe a little bit of further the rally. Now, I would be looking at this very closely as a market that might run out of steam. I mean, Goldman Sachs had earnings and popped. It had great earnings, but then, of course, turned lower. And, of course, that is something that we would look for from a standpoint that that there could be some issue. And it's something that we've talked about, you know, quite often here is, you know, what is the overall view of the market and what does everybody think? And, of course, as I've said many, many times, I believe that all the information is kind of priced in. So no matter how good earnings are, I don't know how much the markets can be pushed higher. That's something that we look at, and you know, it's something that is that should be noted and understood that, hey, there could be some issues here and that we cannot expect, you know, that the markets can actually sustain all of this action, and only because the markets themselves are they've pretty much priced in the overall news. So if they've already priced it in, where can we go? And I think that is something that is, you know, very, very much to understand, that I don't see an opportunity to be to see that these markets can go much, much higher. And again, it doesn't mean they're going to go lower. We may very much indeed get into more of a consolidation pattern again. And break from there, but we'll see how that works and how that trades out. I think that there's a lot of stuff still floating around, and I think one of the big things to talk about is the Obamacare again. I mean, again, this is really a joke, but the states are talking about putting back in the fine or the tax if you don't have Obamacare, and I find that really disgusting and sad. That we are actually in that position to see that we could actually have somebody get fined because of they don't want to pay for Obamacare. I mean, the insurance companies, once again, are great lobbyists, are lobbying for that kind of action. And I think that, to me, that's really a joke, and that's more, you know, not criminal, but criminal, right? I don't see it. I think that it's something that I would be very disturbed about and not thrilled with this whole policy. Of course, I never liked Obamacare to begin with, and because, again, the government was subsidizing the overall insurance companies anyways. And what do we need to subsidize them for? Do they not make enough money as it is? And of course, this is the problem that we have in this country, is the way that we go about doing business, and we let the big money and the big guys take all of the advantages. And I think that becomes a much bigger problem in the future. And again, that to me is very upsetting when we have to, you know, deal with this kind of crap, because the markets, you know, should be able to determine what's a fair price and where we should go. And instead of that, we get, you know, more nonsense. And to me, that is something that, you know, I'm very disturbed about and upset about. You know, I don't like that whole position and what we're seeing here. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, again, it's always the lobbyists, it's always the big money, it's always the crap that gives us some issues to deal with. And of course, this is just another one of the, you know, this is no different than, you know, the manipulation that goes on every single day within these markets. So we'll have to see how it plays out and where the stories come to. But in my mind and for my dollar, I ain't happy about it. I think that it's a crock, and certainly it needs to be resolved at some point. And when, you know, that'll be the question. And of course, if our president could get some power and actually people would let him do what he's trying to do. I mean, all he's really trying to do is turn everything into a business. And I think that that's the way that it should be. I mean, I've said this for years, that the United States of America is a business and it should run like a business. But of course, when you've got all these crooks out there trying to manipulate and trying to, you know, get their thing, it does not typically work out that way. And I think that is indeed a much bigger problem that we have to unfortunately deal with in our own way. And until that gets resolved, I think that that's going to be a continued problem. And unfortunately, that's the way things work out. And I think that that's really what we have to worry about. Among many other things that we have to always worry about. But I, the big thing is always the lobbyists and the people that kind of control this country. That goes back to, you know, I talk about big oil and you know, the lobbyists run the country. And that is really the sadness that we should all feel, because it does not allow the markets to trade freely. It does not allow everybody to do their thing. And I think that has really been the creation and the problems that we look forward to trying to resolve it. And of course, I think you've seen that President Trump has tried many, many times to resolve this action. But unfortunately, again, you're fighting against, you hear, you know, you're hearing about the big blue wall that may take, you know, some offices in November. Well, this is the big political wall. This is the big red blue wall that it's very hard to penetrate, because these people do not want to give up their perks and their benefits and what they've created and their ability to make lots of money. Did you ever wonder why a guy goes into office, an average earner, and comes out a multimillionaire? I mean, where do you think all that money came from? And it's even like the jobs that they create and they get when they're done. I mean, there's talk that Paul Ryan, who is retiring from public office, will go with a big financial firm. What do you think? They're going to be paying $1 million a year for his connections. And that, again, is the old boys network, which needs to be resolved. I think that I think what you have to look at is, you know, why do these people want these jobs? You know, they're supposed to be public servants and they're supposed to keep the American people's interest at heart, not their own. But unfortunately, in my opinion, most of the time they only keep their own interests in play. And I think that becomes a much bigger deal. And that to me is the bigger concern in life is what they do as an organization, because they've got too much freedom to really screw the American people. And I think that is the problem. They're doing their job is what they're supposed to be doing. They're doing their job for them to really take advantage for themselves. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget our other program there. It's always great and it should be perfect for you to get some of the other points of views. In the meantime, also Bubba's Daily Update. It is available to you for free every single day after the markets close. I do a quick 3 to 5 minute video telling you what I saw, what I'm looking for, and kind of like giving you tomorrow's newspaper today. In the meantime, go to BubbaTrading.com. It's free. No credit card, nothing. Just fill out the form and you're in. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show.
The looks at the world a little bit differently. That would be Todd Horowitz from BubbaTrading.com. Bubba, how you doing, buddy?
What an introduction. And let's get back to the music. I was hip-hopping.
you were already getting into it, huh? Doesn't take you long, does it? Yeah. Hey, Bubba, just so everybody knows, Bubba's on AgriTalk After the Bell for just a couple of minutes every Wednesday, and he always does a great job, especially because he's on Wednesday, putting some perspective on what is happening in the economy with the Fed moves that are typically announced on a Wednesday. But I want to start off talking about, if it's okay here, Bubba, I want to talk about, you know, this weather that we're having across the Midwest. And I shouldn't just say the Midwest. I mean, it's up and down the East Coast. The conditions out on the West Coast haven't been anything spectacular. Can weather, we know what the impact is on a farmer. Can the weather have an impact on the general economy as well?
They try to blame the weather on the general economy occasionally if they have a number that misses. But the actual fact is, Chip, with today's, you know, online shopping and everything you can do on the internet, you never have to leave your house. So I don't know how that has an effect on retail sales and things like that, but they love to blame the weather. You know, there's always something that we have to blame if the markets don't do what somebody expects them to do. And I think that's the big issue when we look at it, because, you know, you can't blame the weather. Yes, you can blame the weather for maybe lower wages. You know, guys can't get outside and work if they're contractors. That might have an effect. But on a general economy basis, I don't think so. I think that that's more of an excuse. And I think that is one of the problems that we create in markets today, that we make more excuses than actual solutions.
Yeah, it is about, a lot of times when you talk to an economist, it is about smoke and mirrors, isn't it?
Well, again, I'm not a big fan of true economists, because they're great at understanding economic theory. But the problem is, and especially this audience, they know that when you're out in the middle of the field and your tractor breaks down, you can't depend on theory on how to fix it. You got to get out and fix it and make it run. And that's the problem, right, with what we see, is the economists don't understand that you sometimes have to use a little bit of common sense and not only depend on what the theory is that you prescribed or wrote.
Okay, so that gets us into a conversation about the Fed, because there is a lot of theory that they're trying to implement at the Fed. And for everybody that listens to ATV, I know that they're turning up the radio right now, grabbing a bowl of popcorn, getting ready for this one. But the Fed's role in all of this, Bubba, what's your take?
Well, I mean, I need about 3 years to explain it all. But the Fed is an operation that really is not in the benefit for the average American. The Fed is the supposed to set monetary policy and watch interest rates. Unfortunately, they've delved into many other things that they have no business doing. And one of them is creating money. Again, one of the things that the Fed has created is no longer a free market. And that is a big problem, because asset classes are supposed to price themselves based on price discovery, based on supply and demand. And that is no longer the case. When you look at the equity markets, they continue to call it either the Bernanke put, the Yellen put, the Greenspan put, or now the new guy, I forget his name, the Powell put. And you have guys talking about doing things to create market action. If you go back to 2013, when Bernanke was supposed to raise rates in May, and he balked because the market sold off hard. And I go, well, what's wrong with the market selling off hard? They're supposed to go up and down based on price discovery model, not based on if we're getting free money for the extremely wealthy, because the only ones who really benefit from this situation, from what the Fed created, is the wealthy who can afford to borrow money. You know, the average guy has trouble getting money. And as we saw a couple of weeks ago, we had a little panic in cattle, because you had the banks putting what we call the tap on the shoulder, forcing liquidation, because they were worried that cattle wasn't going to go lower, because the markets are not free. So you have somebody controlling it from the backside. So in my opinion, the Fed is an organization that needs to be audited and maybe needs to be ended, because the centralized planning system that they use right now, they're manipulating the currencies. You've got the currency wars, which is truly created by the Federal Reserve and the central banks around the world. And as you see, the euro currency, which is the biggest, and the dollar, which is obviously the two that are most related to each other, have been in a solid consolidation pattern, unable to move as the central banks control it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the dollar, Bubba, because it has been in such a sideways trading range a very narrow sideways trading range for the last month or so. Any odds of that changing anytime soon?
I do believe so, Chip. As you know, I believe the dollar is going back to at least par, and I think it's going to happen this year. I do see, you know, what one thing happens when you try to control markets and hold them down. Eventually, they break out one way or the other, and I don't see the dollar going much lower. So my opinion is the market breaks, the dollar breaks to the upside, very similar to what the bond market did last year. You know, the Fed was a big reason for what was going on in the bond market. So the bond futures kept going up because interest rates kept going down. Well, all of a sudden, the bond trader decided, well, it's time, it's enough now, let's start selling bonds. And you've seen the bond futures are now in a bear market, which interest rates, the 10-year pushing up near 3%. So I think that the dollar will do the same thing. I think that at some point the dollar is going to just take off, and that will be what will probably be the black swan in the equity markets.
Okay, 20 seconds on the equity market. Go.
Well, I think the equity market is at a key spot here. I mean, certainly year over year, it goes up 8%. If you're an investor, don't worry about it. Don't listen to it and let the markets trade. If you're a trader, look for opportunity to buy and sell depending on where we are in the market.
Gotcha. Thanks, Bubba. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on ATB.
Thanks, Chip. Have a great day, man.
You bet.
And that was me with Chip Fleury on a new show he's on satellite, Sirius Satellite XM Radio. And of course, we always like talking to Chip and the farm crew because you guys are the best and really have an understanding of what it's about and take the most abuse, which really irks me. But, you know, again, a lot of things he asked me, and of course I get to answer in full and don't have to get it out in 2 minutes. But, you know, it's the Federal Reserve and their plans and their cluelessness, and I think that is really traumatic, and I think that has the biggest effect on the average guy, because we're the ones that are getting manipulated through the crowd. We're the ones that are getting scammed and cheated, in my opinion. Okay. And to me, that's the bigger problem. And hopefully someday, and I don't think it'll be resolved in my lifetime, but hopefully someday over the rainbow, they will eventually fix the problems. But again, you're seeing it happening again. And that is in the bubbles that they create. And, you know, what do we know for sure? We know that, well, if they create a bubble and it blows up, then the Fed will be there to print money for the banks that continue to give out that money without concern. Because why would you be concerned if you can give it away? And if you go bankrupt, OK, so we'll give you more money. We'll print some for you. You know, don't you find that to be somewhat of an annoyance in your life when you can watch, you know, you do everything right, you run your business, and you run into a little trouble, and of course they're the bill collectors are knocking on your door, but the banks loan out money to people who can't afford to pay it back, you know, and print more money, and of course what happens? Nothing happens. They just continue to operate and get bailed out by our friends at the Federal Reserve, the bubble builders of Bernanke, well, Greenspan, Bernanke, Yellen, and now Powell. And of course, they're already talking about, you know, with rates and the whole thing, because again, they're afraid. Oh my goodness, the equity market might go down. Oh my God, what a tragedy! But of course, your value is so much less, and your inflation is so much higher. Even though they keep telling us we don't have any inflation. I don't know. I keep paying more money. It takes me more money to operate every single day, and I don't understand it. But that's according to our friends at the Fed. Okay, and of course, as I've said many, many times, and will continue to do so, need to be audited, need to be ended, need to be clued, and they're not. They're clueless. They have no clue of what's going on around them, and could not find themselves. There's an old saying, but I can't say it here because it's a G-rated show. But in the meantime, on my G-rated show, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, I want to remind you to download The Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. Great station. We've got 24-hour day programming and always want to keep you informed. And so you've got great stuff there, including The Bubba Show and, of course, The Sporting Edge on the weekends and our new show, Crypto Investor X. Check that out, and also check out that website, CryptoInvestorX.com. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back and talk about market expectations and a couple other things. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And what I want to do now is I want to talk about market expectations and some things that happened over the weekend.
Now, something special I added for tonight, I want to talk about because this is important stuff. Market expectations. We talk it about it all the time, but I don't know that I've ever taken the time to actually explain it. Okay. So the economic forecast is difficult for an amateur to get right, but the professionals are reasonably confident that the market will go either up or down in the long or short term. All right. In the meantime, market expectations, a forecast regarding the future trend of a particular company, economic segment, commodity, or stock market exchange. Market outlooks are based upon past performance, relating economic factors, and consumer demand and opinion, also called market forecast. Again, we have earnings season coming up, and of course, there's been major expectations. Okay. Crude oil, the first one I want to start with, crude today was an easy call that it was going to go down. In fact, last night on the call, I said that crude's going to go down, and I thought it'd go down more than this, but it's going down, all right, because it was easy to call because the expectations were X happened, and it's over. They had overpriced it as they always do, okay? Now, interesting enough, you remember last Monday, I said that I'd like to go short into J.P. Morgan's earnings if I were going to make a trade, and of course, the earnings were great. The stock popped, and what happened? It fell apart because, again, there were over expectations. This is one of my concerns with the market. This is one of the things that's keeping me thinking that the tops might be in, because when you continue to watch a market that continues to go up no matter what, all right, and you watch the expectations are for unbelievable earnings. And I'm not saying we're not going to get them, but they better be really unbelievable or the stocks are going to fall, which we saw with J.P. Morgan. You saw today with Bank of America. BAC, Bravo, Alpha, Charlie. Okay, here. I mean, you saw the same thing with Bank of America. All right, and then we've got coming up. Now, we don't trade these, but I saw this as a potential to look at. Now, again, we have a position in this, but I'm going to actually go a little extra short, which I mentioned. All right, this is like a blow-off pattern to the upside. All right. Now, again, they might have great earnings, but they've already gone up 25%. Is there more room? And again, certainly there is, right? We know the markets are always right, which I always say. But is there more room for this to go up a lot more? We'll see. I'll take my chances. I think I'm in a high probability position here. Okay, so the expectations are pretty much priced in. Some pundits are saying oil to 80. I'm watching the technical chart. Well, again, some people are calling for 100. You know, some people are calling for 20. So yeah, I'm with you and I understand it. And you know, I watch these jackasses all the time making ridiculous calls. I have no problem that if oil goes to 80, I mean, it certainly can go to 80, but don't you think it has to go through 68 and then 70 before we get to 80? You know, there's a lot of things that can happen on the way to the ranch, and they're already pricing oil or gas at $3 a gallon this summer. You know, so we'll see. You know, it's amazing when we have such a glut of supply, but of course you'll get an excuse for whatever. All right. So this was this, and then Netflix, there wasn't really any true expectation coming in, okay? So you couldn't really make a call here. So when you look at it, and we'll see some earnings trades tonight that we'll go through, and I'll give you what the expectations are and what they can happen. But, of course, Netflix ran up, and we'll see it later, but I think it went up, it was up about $28 when I looked at it last. It's trading about $328. Let's just see what it's doing now. NFLX. We'll get back to it again later, but I just curious. And 325. Okay, so it went down to 300% of pop, but in the meantime, it's right in range. It didn't even beat the expected move yet. Now, it may. I mean, there's a lot of obvious that can happen between now and when it happens. 360 gas in California. Yeah, but California, you guys are nuts anyways. I mean, gas is 650 in Europe. But, you know, California, everything you pay for more for everything in California. So the question is college worth the cost? Okay. I don't have an answer. I just finished paying, $100,000 a year on both ends was 50. But in between, for 3.5 years, I paid 100. Okay. But I just finished with my last one through school. I'm done. Goodbye. Good luck and have a nice day. I mean, you know, I didn't go to college. I wish I'd have gone for the parties, but I don't know about the education. And I don't know. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I don't know if it's worth, but I think we are missing a lot by not teaching kids some basic skills like woodshop and all those other things in school before they get the choice of college. The everything bubble, even subprime mortgages are back. And this is what happens, right? You get a position. Now, again, I think the market's a bubble. I think that the Fed creates bubbles. That's what they do because they don't know how to do anything else. But I think that you're going to see the lending. And when people don't need a lot of money right now, they've been saving. Okay. They haven't been spending it. They've been saving their tax cuts and everything, even though retail sales were up minuscule today, but they've been saving their money. So there hasn't been a big demand for loans. Well, you know, what's going to happen, right? The banks are going to lower their standards to try to attract more lenders. Why? Because they know that the Fed's going to bail them out, which means that we're going to bail them out, which always happens. The wedding bill will be next. That's true. Shockingly, weak cattle markets means cheap burgers this summer. You know, this is something that, you know, I trade actively and talk with a lot of farmers. And I think that I thought cattle made a bottom last week on that Wednesday. And I think that the bottoms are in and I think they go higher. They tried to rally. And I think this is a great sign that they're going higher. They're not so shockingly weak either. You know, they're not that far away from last year at the same time. But again, we need something to talk about. Fed minutes reveals thinking 3 weeks ago, value zero. I mean, what, does nothing change in 3 weeks? So much has changed since 3 weeks ago. Who cares what the Fed says? That's what I'd like to really know. I mean, there are a bunch of, you know, very smart people, but not one of them, if you drop them off in the middle of nowhere, could find their way home. They couldn't call Uber. I mean, you know, it's a joke. Okay. But this is what we go by. This is whatever he wants to listen to. Because they're the guys that conned us in 1913 to put a Federal Reserve in. I mean, we didn't learn from England that basically what it does is it takes away your freedom. Ard, you are leading the Fed audit team. I'd love to audit the Fed. Listen, the government and the Fed should be audited. Now, if the economy is so great, and again, I'm not saying it's not. It depends where you live. But I see a lot of people on the streets when I drive, homeless. I see a lot of broken down buildings. I see a lot of areas that are in a lot of trouble. And yet they tell me how good it is. But in the meantime, hotel occupancy rate is down year over year. So if it's so good, where's the travelers? I mean, if they're not flying by air, aren't they driving by car? Don't they have to stay in a hotel? So why are occupancy rates down year over year? Why trade wars will unleash central banks. Well, no kidding. You don't think. Listen, they're already prepping for it. What do you think there's so much pressure on the dollar for? And everybody's criticizing Trump because the Japanese are not manipulating the yuan. Well, they are manipulating the yuan. They don't let it free float. So that in itself is a manipulation. Okay. The U.S. dollar and the euro currency and all the other majors, they free float. They can go up or down as much as they want. The yuan is not allowed to do so. So, you know, you'll know that if something happens, that the Fed will be there anyway. So, again, more artificial manipulation of markets. Lots of virtual meeting options like Zoom. No, I understand that. But what about business travelers? I mean, personal travelers. If the economy is so good, people would be spending money. Americans are spending again after lying low for a few months. Well, again, the retail sales was 0.06% today. All right, let's have a party.
And of course, that's my argument constantly is that if everything is so great, why aren't they spending the money? Where's it going? What's going on? And to me, that is
the crux and the crap that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And I don't understand it, and I don't get it. And to me, obviously, it irritates the heck out of me, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, why should we not have, you know, a fair and square deal that we put everything together and then have a better understanding of the markets and how the markets work? And that, again, to me, becomes a crock. And you know, again, I find it offensive that they think that we're that dumb. Okay, I find it offensive that these guys that live in these, you know, big fancy mansions that make a couple hundred grand a year and get a couple hundred grand a year pension, when you're done, you want to convince us that the world is great and that we're in great shape with everything else. I personally don't see it. Now, again, I would love to see it, and I'm you know, I'm a capitalist, so I'm on board, but I don't see the promises that they make. I find it really disappointing that this is what we have to put up with. But hopefully, through my high school investing program, we'll be able to get some smarter people up there in the future. Obviously, it won't help me. I'll be long gone by that time. But hopefully it'll help your kids, my kids, grandchildren, whatever, wherever you stand in life. Because to me, it is simply just a crock. And I'm pretty damn disappointed about the way things go. And hopefully you can help me out at highschoolinvesting.com. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. That's Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading if you'd like to help out. If not, no problem. And also make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm, the only station you need, and help you out. And it gives you lots of great information. So go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge and the other things we do. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back with you after the break with more. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
It's about time.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin creates some sticky tax situations. Now, this is actually a fact, right? This is what happened to a lot of people in the internet bubble, all right? When you had a lot of people made a lot of money, and then they got trapped at the end and then lost it all. In the meantime, they had to pay the taxes on the gains, but they didn't have the money because they spent it all. Well, this is the same in the Bitcoin. So what happened is a lot of people made a lot of money, and you know, some of it shows up, and it's not all private, and the taxes are due, so they had to sell some. So I would give part of that a reason for some of the selling. I would start to watch. If you play in that space, in that market, I would start to watch the cryptocurrencies because I think they're going to start to move upwards. Okay, I bought some Ethereum. All right, and I'm going to buy some Monero. But again, I think that they're going to start moving upwards. As long as the U.S. government keeps loaning students gobs of money to pay for fuzzy studies and students taking courses that will little no financial remuneration, kids will be indentured servants till they are pushing up daisies. No kidding. In Chicago, the dead vote do not pay taxes. Ain't that the truth? Look at what a smart crowd I got here. Ain't that the truth? And then I got this genius. Bullard says recent inflation data unsurprising. Really? I mean, they keep whining about inflation. In the meantime, everything I buy keeps going up. I don't understand. There's no inflation and they can't raise rates, but everything I buy keeps going up in price. Please help me. Somebody explain to me what's going on with it. Tech investor Tim Draper predicts Bitcoin will reach 250,000 by 2022. All you Bitcoin guys, load it up. I know some of you got a lot of it. I mean, again, could it happen? I have no doubt it could. But, you know, again, why couldn't you say 25,000? Why couldn't you say it's going to make a new high? Why do you want to say 250? Now, you know my views when people make these outlandish claims, right? That they're looking to get out of what they got. That's my opinion. I mean, but it's interesting fodder, you know, 250,000. Couldn't say 30,000. You had to say 250,000. Now, that didn't spark a lot of buying, but it's interesting. And again, this is one of the reasons that you have to listen very closely to the people that are telling you what to do, because they may just be the ones that want to be on the other side of your market. Draper's behind dividing California into three states. What do you think of that idea? Just out of curiosity, anybody have an opinion on that? Dividing California into three states? And would it change anything? That would be the other question. This weekend could be rough on your portfolio. And of course, the minute I heard the bombing in Syria, I emailed somebody and said, your oil is going to go down and the markets are going to go up. Okay? Because that was as obvious as a trade. Now, there's nothing you can do about it. It was the weekend. But that was as obvious as a trade as you could possibly imagine. The relief rally was coming. Now, again, you couldn't do much about it because the markets gapped higher last night. But at the end of the day, and I didn't think they would hold all day, but they did. They made one attempt. The Nasdaq actually went down on the day for a little bit earlier and then took off to the upside. You may get some Republicans in office in Southern California. That'd be good. Give it back to Mexico. How about Ripple and Stellar Lumens? I like Ripple. I mean, Ripple is going to be, I think, the new SWIFT system. Okay. You know, Ripple is actually working with the government, not the government, but the central banking system, you know, to wire money. You know, obviously, it's less expensive to wire with Ripple and it's instantaneous. You know, if I want to wire money right now, I got to go to the bank. I got to show my ID. I got to waste my time. Whereas if I want to wire through Ripple, I can do it in 2 minutes. Okay. So, I mean, Ripple is going to be okay. I don't know that Ripple is ever going to reach the heights of some of the others, but I think it's going to be solid. I mean, Ripple may, and again, I don't have any idea right now, but Ripple will be, I would think, somebody's currency because it's pretty stable and because of what it's going to be used for. And, you know, you've got these utility coins, you've got this these tokens and proof of stake, proof of claim. There's all a bunch of stuff out there that I don't understand. I can only repeat words that I hear. Ripple is doing something amazing with Amazon. No surprise. As I said weeks ago on this call, Amazon's getting into the crypto business. I said that weeks, maybe months ago. Who remembers? I got no mind anymore. Is Ripple quoted? And if so, where? I'm not sure where. I mean, I'm sure it's on Binance, which I have. But I think you can get it. If you just look up Ripple quote, I'm sure it'll pop up a chart for you. Oh, it is on Coinbase? Okay, it's on Coinbase. I'm getting old. I always thought a Ripple is cheap. Well, that's what I did. That was what we drank, 39 cents a bottle. That and MD2020 and Boone's Farm. But now it's a currency. Elon knowingly that he lied about the Model 3 production. Okay, now they did punish the stock a little bit today, but not enough. All right, again, I think they're going out of business. I think somebody will take them out, actually. I don't know if they'll go. I mean, as I say every week, the car is beautiful. The technology is great. But it's hard to continue in if you don't make any money. And this U.S. bombing of Russian-backed Syria sure proves that Trump is not in bed with the Russians and all that collusion crap. I agree. Okay. But in the meantime, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. In the meantime, don't hate Bitcoin. It's a free market. That's the beauty of Bitcoin. It's a free market. It's the only free market we have today. The cryptocurrencies, they trade 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can buy them and sell them anytime you want. And you know what has to happen? There's no central bank intervening in between it. Again, there's nobody in the middle of it. Right? So, again, it may go lower, but it is a true free market. It needs a buyer and a seller, and it does not have a central bank manipulating it. Right? So that's the issue that we have to look at, is it's a free market. And again, I'm not telling you about to go buy it. I'm just saying, I mean, what I would do, if anybody's interested and has not been involved in this space, I would look at some of the less expensive ones and maybe buy 50, 60 bucks of each one of them. All right. That are a dollar. All right. Or under a dollar. Like I own BitShares and somebody gave me a quote. I think they're 22 cents. I own a couple of thousand BitShares. Do I know? I don't know. I have no idea. I've interviewed the owner, or not the owner, but the creator. I don't have any idea, but I own it. I'm not getting out of it. I mean, it'll go to zero or it'll go to a lot. You know, there's EOS, which is another one from the same group, okay, which I own. There's IOTA. There's, you know, there's a million small ones that you can look at that if you feel, and I'm not telling you, I'm not recommending anybody go into this space, but if you want to, you could play around for a few bucks and buy very little bits of a bunch of them and hope one pops. Now, I was listening to Steve Ballmer today, believe it or not, and this is his site, but total revenue 2015 in the United States is $5.2 trillion. Total spending, $5.7 trillion. It's kind of hard to catch up if you continue to spend more than you make. You know, don't you wish we could spend like that, like drunken sailors? All right.
And, of course, that's one of the big issues that I have with the whole debt and the way that we spend money, which goes back to what we opened with, which is the politicians that don't give a rat's ass about you and me. And that's the facts, Jack. And that's what I find to be disturbing, is that they don't care about us. They only care about themselves. And I think that becomes the bigger problem. That's an issue that we will have to deal with eventually. And, of course, they continue to hope to push it down the road. But in the meantime, this has been The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. And as always, I certainly enjoy being here with y'all and sharing information. And as you know, you can always email me if you have any questions at bubba@bubbatrading.com. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show every day, Bubba at libertytalk.fm. You help me out. We're trying to get to our goal of 1 million downloads a month. So if you'd help us out, that would be terrific. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks so much.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.